Good morning and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcastinette Season 3, Episode 13, The Week That Was for November 8th, 2021. This is a special superstition episode. For those of you that know me, I am superstitious and I have a slight tinge of OCD. So doing an Episode 13 is a bit out of my comfort zone. Those of you that listen may also notice that we have a new intro song. My daughter Ariana made that on GarageBand, and I thank her for the new intro for the podcast. Thank you very much. We're going to jump right into student emails, and this week's student email comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. And the email reads, "Hello, Mr. Salvucci. I only missed one question on the last quiz, but my overall grade is a low A. Why did my grade drop so badly with only missing one question?" Well,
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
The answer is because math is evil. Hence, I call it one of the dark arts, something that belongs in Hogwarts, not New Brighton. But, okay. To admit that's not a nice thing to call math evil or one of the dark arts. As I sip my coffee very early in the morning. But that's how math works. The less points there are early in a 9 weeks period or on an assignment or an assessment, the more each error affects your grade. That's why I tell you guys, don't worry about the percentages, especially early in the year. If you only miss one question, the entire 9 weeks, you end up with almost 100%. Like a 99.99999, whatever. It was 10 questions, 2 points a question. So one error pulls your grade down a bit. But in the grand scheme of things, with the number of points we have, it's not going to hurt you. That's why I give you all the different activities in class to do. It helps with your grade, so when you do take a quiz, if you miss a question here or there, or even a couple questions, it's not going to pull your grade down. If you're really that concerned, there's optional enrichment assignments to complete. Another grade will be entered in the grade book early next week from the Common Lit assignment, so your grade has the opportunity to go up soon. Keep participating in class, your grade will be fine. Remember, focus on the content and the grades will be there. If you focus on the grades, you're not going to focus on the content. You may not get the grade you want. So thank you for the email. I hope that clarifies some things. Remember, you can submit an email to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject line. And regardless of whether I read your email on the podcast or not, you will get enrichment points for your effort. So as we slide into the class updates. We did do an earlier podcast this week on Thursday, so I kind of reviewed this. This will be a little bit more of a review for you guys, but that's okay. We completed some of the assignments from last week, an ed puzzle on rationing and shortages during World War II. It gave you a great look at that early World War II 1940s era. Actual footage, film clips from that region, or from that region. It's early. It's a little bit after 7. Film clips from that era. You saw some of the stars, movie stars, radio stars, because they did not have television going yet. And what some of the people did during the early 1940s. So I liked that you were able to see those images versus just me talking to you about it or you reading about it. You also completed a Kahoot in class for points, and it was practice for the quiz that we took on Wednesday, November 10th. We started a Common Lit assignment on the internet. Excuse me, on the internment. This is a really rough morning. On the internment of Japanese Americans, and there was a special limited time enrichment assignment in a special Thursday midweek vodcast. I know a couple of you submitted for that. I will get your points in by Monday. And yes, you did hear me correctly. It was a vodcast, not a podcast. There was video involved. We tried some experiments with StreamYard, and Twitch didn't like Twitch. Doesn't save anything. And ended up putting, eventually downloading, putting the vodcast back here on Podbean. It's also on YouTube. And you could listen to it anywhere you get your podcasts. We finished out the week on Friday with a work day. You were given time to complete the Common Lit assignment. The Common Lit assignment is due by the end of class on Monday, November 15th, 2021, but you will not have time in class to work on it. We'll talk more about Monday when we get into the next week's preview. If you're done with the Common Lit assignment, you're able to finish any ODE assignments or enrichment for my class or work on classwork for any of your other classes. You also have the opportunity to read quietly. The one thing I did notice when I was looking over the Common Lit assignments was the number of you guys were not giving examples to support your answer for question number five. Question number five asked you about one of the paragraphs in the reading, and you had to give your opinion and then support it with details, and a lot of people were not supporting it, their opinion with details. So I did send out a message through Schoology, and I talked to the classes face-to-face. You had the opportunity to fix that. I know Common Lit doesn't let you go in and adjust your answer, so what I told you to do was go into Schoology, resubmit the assignment. When that box pops up, you have upload, create, and drive. Click on create and just say, you know, here's the evidence, or here are the excerpts from the passage to support my answer, and just type it in there. And I would grade it. So for that reason, I did not grade any of the Common Lit assignments yet. I want to give you guys time to fix your answer if you so choose, so you get full credit for that answer. Let's not forget Friday ended with a pep assembly for Friday night playoff game against Beaver Falls. Unfortunately, our new Bright and Mighty Lions fell to Beaver Falls. It was a heartbreaking loss, but they played well, and we congratulate the team on an excellent season. You guys played well. You played hard. You made it to the playoffs. Got the first playoff victory in many years. Congratulations, guys. You did great. The band played well. Everyone involved, cheerleaders, majorettes, the Lionettes, I believe is what they're called. You guys did a great job this year. Congratulations. Now, for those of you who, students who are not in school for whatever reason, we do have a lot of class participation points, and I'm going to go over this with you guys. In class, you have to be there to participate. However, if you cannot be in class due to absence of any kind, zip me an email or a message in Schoology if you want to pick up some of those points. There are ways I can adjust the assignment so you get some participation points. Let me know and we will work something out. Also, if you missed any of the notes or want to revisit any of the notes that we took in class, the recorded notes are posted on Schoology homepage. If you need any help, I'm available during homeroom, period two, and I have a study hall period three in a North Common, so I can assist you during those times. Otherwise, see me to make an appointment for help and we could work out a time that works for all of us. So I hope that covers everything that we need to do for the review. Like I said, it's an early Saturday morning. Oh, the siren sound. You know what that means? It's the optional enrichment assignment, which is a regular part of the podcast. Every week we're going to have a new optional enrichment assignment. This week's optional enrichment assignment is once again due by January 12th, 2022, because the end of the 9 weeks is the 14th, so you have time to get that in and I can grade it. For this optional enrichment assignment, it is a Flipgrid cross-curricular assignment. I'm asking you to email me to get the link to the Flipgrid, and that will have the specific details for the assignment. So send me an email or send me a message in Schoology. Ask for the optional Flipgrid activity, and I will give you the link, and all the specific details for this activity will be in the Flipgrid. Now, I had a couple students say, as soon as I hear Flipgrid, I shut down. I don't want to do the enrichment. Remember, you don't have to be on camera. All you have to do is record your voice on Flipgrid. If you want to record your, you know, your face, you may, but you don't have to be on camera. So I'll give you some details about it. Well, a little sneak peek. As you know, I like to read a lot, and I regularly read books suggested by you guys. As always with Flipgrid, you know, like I said, you don't have to be on camera. I'm repeating myself. I know it's 7:30 in the morning. But with this, it deals with books and reading. I'll give you that little teaser as to what the assignment is going to be about. It's optional. If you don't participate, it doesn't hurt your grade, doesn't help your grade. But if you participate, you will get enrichment points. So we're going to jump back into our regularly scheduled programming right after this little musical interlude. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And we are back with my favorite part of the podcast and your favorite part of the podcast. It is the dad joke of the week. Thank you. Thank you very much. Live audience in my dining room is crazy this morning. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of thedad.com. What did the buffalo say when his kid left for college? Bison. Get it? Bison, 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 bison. Get it? Rough crowd this morning. Rough crowd. So with that, I'm moving on to the next segment. Next week, we're going to start out with reviewing the quiz from this past Wednesday. After we review the quiz, there may be an activity for participation points available to you in class. May give you some study time. We'll kind of wing it from there. We'll see how long the review takes and how everything goes with you guys. After we get into this later in the week, we'll do some more activities for points, and we'll continue discussing World War II with some note-taking and some activities that will be assignments that whether you're in class or not, you will be working on. This is rather far off, but for this 9 weeks, you know, you have to have everything turned in by the end of the seventh week. Well, when I was looking at the calendar, that puts us right before winter break. So what I'm doing is I'm extending the cutoff for makeup work to the beginning of week 8, which is the day we return from winter break. So all makeup work is due by the end of the school day on January 3rd, 2022 at 2:20 p.m. This gives you extra time to get your missing work in. However, I would prefer you have it done before winter break. I would prefer that if you miss something, you get it turned in right away, because you usually do better because the material is more current in your mind. This week's school announcements are as follows. What's up, New Brighton? The club I sponsor will be having our first meeting this Tuesday in homeroom. We'll continue every third Tuesday of the month during homeroom. Sign up if you haven't already to be a part of the club. There'll be some college visits and activities going on. Please check with guidance. Get that information. As I get ready to end the podcast, I want to mention several bits of information. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity. I do give a shout out to whoever I grab the dad jokes of the week from. But if you like or dislike any of the information, aim the praise or complaints to me, nobody else. I might do this on my own. So, the second, two organizations that do a lot of good for others, PAECT, Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org. to see what's going on in educational technology around the Pennsylvania, the United States, and the world. Join thousands of educational stakeholders. As I said the other day, there's over 3,000 networking help and helping strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PAECT, the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States or most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Okay, everybody. It is a wintry mix, snowy kind of Saturday. Sunday is going to be some of the same. That wraps up this week's show. Have a good rest of the weekend, even though the weather is kind of frightful. Make it the best you can. I'll see you guys Monday in class. And once again, the new podcast intro and end sound system courtesy of my daughter. Have a good one, everybody.